It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
No. Hey, who's that at all?
It's the paper boy.
I don't order the paper.
I just want to let you know that this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sundayku.
Who are you?
The paper boy. Your son, the paper boy?
Billy?
Dad, I missed you.
I'm sorry, who is that?
All right, see you later, Dad.
I forgot we usually do that on Patreon. I was just...
Well, that works. Far.
That works perfect.
Hey, guys, my name is O'Shea, and I work with the Ninjas or Butterflies crew here at Sunday Cool. Now, if you don't mind, I would like you to imagine something with me. Imagine you're in a meadow. It's almost sunset. The sky is full of the most beautiful colors you've ever seen. You hear what sounds like the whispers of love in the air.
Love.
You look around, and surrounding you are thousands of people. All these people are hugging each other, laughing, smiling, living life in its purest form. You see dudes giving high fives, children playing tug of war, families treasuring one another. Now open your eyes. I want to ask you a question. What were they wearing? You're right. They were wearing shirts. And guess who made those shirts?
We did. Here at Sunday Cool.
So if you want to be happy and want the war to end, order custom shirts through Sunday Cool. SundayCool.com. Let's go ahead and end this war together.
Actually, wait a second. On second thought.
Hold on.
We're sitting on a gold mine.
What are you doing?
You guys never follow through with your weight loss things.
First of all, I did because I lost over 20 pounds at like 25 pounds and I got first place. So
I definitely won last time.
How much did you put on before it started, Andy?
Did you guys measure it?
Yeah.
How much did you put on before?
Yeah, remember, because I was like,
I tried.
I went to the sauna that morning because he wouldn't tell me how much weight he lost.
Oh, yeah.
And you gained weight, didn't you?
I gained weight later, but I had already checked in. I had already weighed in earlier in the morning. And then I just told anything. I told you to, what are you talking about? I barely lost anything.
I remember.
What do you mean?
Because you, the whole thing was like you like barely did it this.
Oh, contest. This time, yeah, this last time, yeah. That one was for your betterment because you wanted to start it, and I really didn't want to do it, but I knew that you needed somebody, and it worked.
Don't put it on because, me
because I was drinking like I didn't change almost anything, and but every time I was like, I'm lying. You better be careful, and you're like, dang it, and he's doing it again. This one will be different because your dad's Steve's in on it. Like he's the one that like initiated it because he's already doing it. So
and
I'm
he's
like,
doing keto.
Let's make a competition out of it then. So now until Christmas.
Yeah, except he's like, Andy's like, let's do a contest. And my dad's like, $1,000? Well, I'm like, what? Who's got that kind of money to throw on a contest like that?
Mr. Kondo.
He's confident.
How's it going to be judged though?
Percentage.
Yeah, same rules as that one 2 years ago.
It's not like
like a BMI
how many
percentage?
Pounds?
It's
take what you weigh and then, yeah, I don't know how it works, but I know we have it written down.
There's some division involved.
I think you wouldn't understand.
I think if I got in shape, I would keep my weight, but it would just shift.
Yeah.
Like I'd probably lose 10 pounds of fat and gain 5 of muscle and be kind of like really fit if I did that.
So what about a measuring tape?
No, this is the best way. This is the best way. Because we took it from somebody else. Like it's the only way.
I will do it if we do a show.
A show?
Like,
oh, like the end of the last podcast of the year, we're just coming like Speedos.
What?
All tanned up.
We should just do the tan. What's your song if you had to do a show?
Oh, I'm doing Thunderstruck.
That's
like
strong.
The Dallas Cowboys?
What? No.
What is it?
Thunderstruck, AC/DC.
The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, they do that song every day, every time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Every day.
That's like maybe it's just in my heart. Yeah,
I thought you were a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Not a cheerleaders fan. So that's just that because, you know, I don't believe in that. That's not a sport.
You don't believe in cheerleading?
I don't believe in cheerleading. I don't think it's actually real. I don't think I've ever actually seen a cheerleader in real life.
I've never seen it.
Think about it. When's the last? Is like the same thing with like, you know, your neighbors carrying in groceries. When's the last time you ever saw a cheerleader?
Okay, you know I do look for that every single day now.
I say hi every single time to my neighbors. Hey, I'm bringing in groceries! Like, so they know.
They won't have that experience.
Yeah,
I realized they forget about it. I get spotted all the time, but I never see my neighbors.
Yeah.
So it's like weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like
I know you see me taking groceries in, but
can we just all live next to each other at one point in our lives just so we can make sure it's not that we're not in a simulation?
I would love that.
Because I know for a fact, I don't know if you guys bring in groceries. I know for a fact I do because I do it every week. And yeah. I feel like I should trust you, but honestly, I don't.
How do you do it? Do you try to get all the...
Nope, that's Kelsey.
That's what I do every
single trip,
time.
Dude.
I will grab one bag per hand, and I'll just do as many trips as possible.
Dude, here's the hack.
I don't
care. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, it's just enjoying life, baby. There's no rush. I ain't got to hurry. It's girls. It's like, hey, girls, come on. You want to help? Blah, blah, blah. You're just going back and forth.
It's so inefficient. Dude, I know.
No, but here's the hack. Once you got one arm loaded up, you got like paper towels or toilet paper, you can stick it underneath your arm and it gives you like that additional leverage to hold more bags without lifting.
See, I deal with anger. So I think I've learned my limits where it's like, cause I have probably done that in the past and then like I'll get like something knocked on the door and then it'll fall and I'll just like, you know, so it's easier just to do what you can control.
Yeah.
One in each hand. You're good.
One in each hand.
Sure. Maybe I'll double up on two if I'm feeling crazy.
Speaking of doubling up,
yeah,
magic mind me, baby.
Oh, magic mind.
Me too.
Me too, por favor.
Are you allowed to drink two in one day?
That's what I hope so.
It's really healthy ingredients, so.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be bad.
It's all natural.
Will too much ashwagandha make you apathetic?
What'd you call me?
Ashwagandha.
Oh, Andy. Snap. That was,
how many are back there probably?
That's not happened that often. It's back there. Here you go.
We'll get it.
See? We won't get it because...
Magic mind.
We got it last time.
No, we had like a stockpile of like five back there.
Dude.
Magic mind.
Magic mind. Healthy ingredients for a healthy brain.
Healthy pizza. Magic mind. Healthy ingredients, healthier pizza.
You know, people...
Papa John's.
Our stash is growing low because everyone's coming in here and stealing it.
I know. Our boss, your brother...
Yeah.
Culprits.
Your brother's giving thieves. Other people out there.
Bad boy.
Hey, Magic Mind, if you're watching this, please send us more.
Please send us
love it.
A lot more because there's a giant staff here.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense. There's a lot of people on staff here that want to drink it.
There's a lot of staff infection here.
Huh? Makes sense.
Yeah.
Or quote us for however many we would need to give our entire company one every day for a month.
Yes.
So 100,000 bottles.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, brother. MagicMind.com/ninjas.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
And 20% off your order.
Yeah, use the code NINJAS20. Or is it NINJA20?
NINJA20.
What was the website?
MagicMind.com/ninja.
Ninjas.
Ninjas. Yep. Yeah. It's on the screen.
It'll be on the screen.
It's in the bio.
You get a discount. Hey, thanks, Magic. Bye.
My mind feels magical now. Thank goodness.
I don't know what that was. I'm sorry. You want a song?
Yeah.
So do we.
So do we. So do I as well. However, alas, therefore.
Come hither. All ye, all ye.
I'm up here. I'm up here. Meet me in my tone. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Angels are butterflies.
Yes, they are.
Angels are butterflies.
And you know it.
My wife, Lily, is a ninja butterfly.
Yes, she is.
And so are my friends, Andy and Andrew.
Yes, we are.
107.
Yep.
episode 107. Ninjas are butterflies. Ninja, I'm butterfly. Sky, open your eyes, there are ninjas on butterflies, robots and aliens and everything at night.
Recording this on a Tuesday,
recording at a 1 p.m.
Comes out this Friday.
That's pretty fast. Turn around, but we can do it. We are here for it. It's episode 107. Ninjas are butterflies. We can't wait for to hang out in heaven.
Ended up being really good.
We figured it out.
You got
awesome
there.
Awesome job, Andrew.
Did you catch great. What that little staccato part in the middle was? The blipping?
I don't know what that word is.
Like when notes.
Staccato?
Yeah. Mm.
Mr. Staccato.
Oh, yes, Mr. Staccato. No, yes, he'll call you waiting like for you. Again, I like
fine. Catch me at the bottom.
Yeah.
All the bees in my new. Come around, hey, I'm making more day. Catch one down and I'm in a mini way. Hey. I fly like the beguiled light train. If you catch me in the body, then I'm in the middle. If you come around, I make more day. Turn the one down, never turn in every way.
You guys are so musical.
What if we get flagged for that?
You know how every show after stands around for enough time and they do enough shows, there's always like a musical episode where every single thing in the whole show is just everyone singing?
Yeah.
I think we should do a version of that where every single thing we do throughout the whole podcast is a musical somehow.
That would be funny.
That'd be great. Speaking of, it's just every transition, the new song.
Speaking of the election coming up, just kidding. We're not talking about the election.
What?
But we will talk about this. So zip it. This question does have to do something with the election. Maybe. Maybe not.
Hey, we're not political people.
Of course we're not. But unfortunately, we have to get political today. And please zip it. Thank you. It's been a while, boys and girl. This question today regarding what has happened this week with what we saw, the things that were said, how people felt, how they didn't feel, the lack of feelings, the plentiful of feelings, the lack of empathy, the tenacity of those who struggle.
The dichotomy of it all.
Everything.
The juxtaposition.
Shh. Lily, please.
He can say something.
Hey, Lil! Sorry, everyone. Today's question. Sent in by a viewer. Did I say sentiment? Sent in by a viewer. Should women be allowed to debate?
Oh.
Whoa.
My palms are sweaty.
That's knees weak, arms are heavy. Oh my goodness.
Should women be allowed to debate?
Golly, I...
Should
I,
women be allowed... To debate.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Oh.
Andy, what do you think?
I defer the rest of my time to Lily. I think as a woman in this country,
as a respected woman of this country, a leader, an influencer of sorts,
I
would say Lily should take this from here.
Lily, should women be allowed to debate?
Yes. They should be allowed. Anybody should.
Andy.
You give them an inch, they take a mile.
You give them a minute, they take a mile. That's the literally the oldest saying.
You give
a woman a minute and she will take a mile.
Yeah. And that makes no sense. Which most of the time women do make sense.
Which the time they do.
But when Lily says stuff like this, radical, insane things like this, it makes
like
me believe
that
not only is she not a patriot, but
not
maybe
a patriot.
She's not a friend of women.
Not a friend of women. And of course, Lily, we're talking about women debating the rights with other women to take their rights away as women.
Absolutely not. I just think it's absolutely, like, why in the world would you advocate for women who are trying to debate other people about taking women's rights away?
And I don't know about you, Andy, but I'm pro women's rights.
I always have been, and everyone knows that. Everyone that's watching has been very clear ever since the beginning.
Very clear.
We are supporters of women.
Women.
We are friends of women.
All women.
And Lily, on the other hand, cannot be said for her.
Hey, Andrew, what do you think?
I think Lily's crazy, dude.
Well, he said that. But I mean, I guess I.
That's
Andy,
either here nor there.
That's here nor there. Here nor there.
Not anywhere.
Give them a mile, they'll take a minute.
I don't like greetings and ham.
So, I guess you guys heard it here first. Lily is okay with women losing their rights in a debate. Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
I said empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninjas are dead.
Very good.
I was not expecting you to call over to me. I was like, snapping
She's
out of
crazy?
A brain fog.
The old shamalama ding dong.
The old swipperoo.
The old shamalama ding dong.
Heyo. You know, I saw his new movie recently.
Ding dongs.
Shyamalan?
Shyamalan's daughter.
Oh.
Yeah, trap.
Was it good?
Saw it. No, it's good, but it's bad. It's so bad that it's good. It's classic M. Night Shyamalan. Classic.
Very predictable.
Hey, our vacation was good. Thanks for asking.
Oh. Sorry, I hung out with your husband yesterday. He told me all the details.
Yep.
You guys are back from vacation. You guys went to Utah. Where'd you
go? Close. That was actually close. Yeah. No, we went to like Flagler Beach area.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yep.
Florida. Okay.
It was very nice.
You know what's weird is that Andrew was there, but he didn't come say hi to us or anything.
Hang on.
Weird.
No, he offered for me to go surfing with him.
Oh.
I hit him up.
But Josh didn't say anything.
Because we have our own special bond.
He doesn't need to loop you in, okay?
Yeah.
You don't need to be looped in.
You didn't need to know everything about my life.
Yeah, dude.
You didn't even know. You didn't need to know everything about my life.
We're only one flesh.
Yes.
Not one mind. Flesh
That's
is on
true.
The flesh is on the outside.
God did not say one mind.
Someone say that brains are fleshy.
Ew, no, they're not.
Don't say that. They're cushy and warm and fun.
Don't say that
no!
either. Oh, so how's everyone doing?
Very good. I'm glad you're back. Andrew was really mean to me while you were gone.
He deserved everything I did.
That's true. Yeah. I was a menace.
I was really mean.
We did miss you. We did miss you guys. It was weird not filming, and I feel out of my rhythm now.
I know. I feel out of my rhythm, too.
I have my circadian rhythm is case, all out of whack.
Case in point.
Yep.
That's how they say it.
Point in
Cicada rhythms.
Circadian.
Rhythm of
Dude,
the
have you seen cicadas pee?
What are you talking
Speaking
about?
Of circadian rhythm.
No.
Please look up cicada peeing.
I'm recording my reel for today that I haven't done yet.
Right You're recording your reel?
I can't
hold on.
Look that up without... Questions being
okay,
asked.
I just finished.
Okay, hold on.
Are you plugged in? You have the thing?
It's not plugged in over there.
Plug it in.
I hope I saved it.
I don't think it'd be hard to find. Cicada's peeing. It's, I'm imagining what it looks like. Is it a certain color?
This is it. Now that is a UFO.
That's not a cicada being. That's a UFO,
I don't
silly.
I don't know how to start spelling that.
C-I-C-A-D-A. Cicada.
Cicada peeing.
Cicada peeing.
You can't look up.
You know, on TikTok, they're like, do you need help? Here's a number.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
Oh, I think I'm on to something.
Ladies and gentlemen, he found it.
I don't have the original.
You got it, YouTube.
You got it?
Yeah.
Thanks, YouTube.
It is.
I'm going to send it to you so you can plug it in. I don't know if it matters.
Is it pretty great?
I mean, it's just.
It's worth it. I'll okay. just say that.
I guess.
Everyone's listening. I'm like, it better be.
I hope it's worth it.
I hope it's not, I hope it's so loud. Is that the noise they make?
Okay, are we clicking him?
Yep. Go.
Wait.
Oh, that scared me.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Ew. Why is it floating?
It's twerking. The cicada is twerking.
Wait, are you sure?
This- Ew.
Yeah, it's in it.
Ew.
Ew.
No, that's not even the impressive one. Hold on. Let me skip a little bit. No, that's not even a good one. There's
thumbnail.
There's gotta be a better pee video.
At this one.
Josh found a video of a cicada with a healthy prostate.
Oh, wait. Maybe don't do
Please audio, don't say that
I,
word.
I don't know.
If
you
ever
can
again.
Say prostate on no,
the don't, you don't say it again.
Once I send this, we
this
can
is
get
This is
koalas
all
stuff.
Over again, Lily.
Everyone watching and listening.
Oh, gosh. I can see something so gross.
Bear with us for just a second because okay. You have to see it now. It's like yeah. a. All right, okay. you got it?
Yeah.
Got it.
All right, I'm not doing an audio because I don't know if the.
Oh.
That is so much pee.
Oh, it looks
that
like a
is
sprinkler.
So much pee.
It's like a sprinkler system.
That's more pee than humans pee. Oh,
I know.
Why does it make me gag?
They had umbrellas.
It's just pee.
Dude, I know, but I don't know why it's just drinking in my
it's
head. It's just
pee.
It's just pee.
It's just pee.
Okay, was that worth it a little bit?
Okay,
it
now
was
that
worth
you know
it.
How cicadas pee?
That was crazy.
They
dude.
Say like they empty their bladder instantly, so they just go.
Dude, just, how dope would that be?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Josh wants that.
I would save a lot of time.
Dude, that would be incredible. I didn't realize this, but spiders, how they make their silk, it's actually liquid inside their body. So when it drops out, at first it's literally liquid, but because of the air, it literally becomes a solid.
Oh,
like, so, poop.
Like poop.
Is poop a liquid in your belly and then it comes a solid on your way out, or is it solid all the time?
Solid, liquid, solid. That's the cycle of food.
Oh.
And ice.
Solid, liquid, solid.
I don't know.
You're thinking of the Trinity.
Oh, right. speaking of poop.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to be kind of an anxious one.
This podcast is brought to you by poop.
Thank goodness I took my non-anxious vitamin.
Good thing.
What does that mean? Why you say it so weird like that?
Your 5-HTP or whatever?
Yes. Continue.
So are you relaxed then?
We'll see.
Okay, let's talk about this earthquake that could destroy all of California.
Care for it.
Only California?
Just, no.
It's a hard cutoff? I'm
talking about like pretty much the whole West Coast going up into Canada.
Nice. What is this?
No.
We're calling it the big one.
Cool.
And it is the Cascading Subjection Zone, which people are always like the San Andreas Fault is like everyone's afraid of that going off, right?
Yeah.
Naturally, because that would be pretty catastrophic. But they're saying the Cascading Subjection Zone or the Cascadia Zone.
Cascadia
Zone. They said that it's the, here, I'll just show you this picture real quick. It's the fault line that goes from Northern California all the way up by Vancouver Island.
Okay.
See that?
Yeah. Yep.
And they said that they've done testing recently of like observing the fault line and stuff. And they said it's about to go off.
Really?
And the last time it went off was in the year 1700, January 26, 1700. And they think from records and like landfall and all that stuff, they think that the earthquake was in between 8.7 and 9.2.
Woof.
And they're saying that
Richter scale goes up to 10, right?
It does, technically.
Okay. I don't think there's... Richter scale? Sorry.
I said Richter.
Richard scale.
We don't even start. I said Richter.
Hey, why don't you pop one of your anxiety pills again? I don't know if it goes up to 10. I don't think there's ever been a 10. Not that I'm aware of.
But if you have a scale, there's got to be a limit to it, right? Because then how would they base everything else off
of it? Go to 100? But they're saying that when it goes off, it will be a 9.0 or higher.
Oh, my gosh.
And I guess I never really understood the difference between a 1.0 to a 10.0.
Right.
You know, like, just like, oh, well, 9.0 obviously is bigger, right? But what does that mean? I guess it's the continuation of the shaking. And so they're saying that a 6.0 only lasts for a few seconds of shaking. 7.0, 15 seconds of shaking. 8.0, 2 minutes of shaking.
A big jump,
and a 9.0 is 4 minutes of continuous shaking.
Dude, that's just destroying a whole city.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. In 1994, the LA earthquake that happened, that was a 6.7 magnitude, and so the earthquake lasted about 10 to 20 seconds of shaking, but it caused over $50 billion in damage. And there's like 20 something people that died. Hundreds more got injured. It destroyed LA.
Dude, a 9.0 is, that's thousands of deaths.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
Well, that's not even the scariest part. They're saying that, well, this was a weird fact too, that it's like off the coast, you know, but the seismic activity that would happen right before the initial shift, animals would be able to pick up on it 90 seconds before it happened.
Cool.
So they're saying all along the West Coast that in theory, before it happened, they said like all dogs would just start barking and going crazy, and then 90 seconds later, it would just be.
Dude.
Yeah, they said basically the major cities along the West Coast would be donezo, like obliterated, like Seattle, Portland.
No.
And we're talking about massive tsunamis because it's in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And they said that when it happened, people along the West Coast, they would have about 10 to 30 minutes to reach higher elevation before this giant wall of water just came.
Oh, that's so terrifying.
So everyone on the West Coast.
We're so sorry.
Figure it out. It could be fake.
Also, listen to your dogs.
Yeah.
Where's Dr. Doolittle when you need him?
You know who wouldn't be able to pick up on it is Frank.
Can he not hear?
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, something killer. Or like, even when there's a snack near him, he like won't see it.
No, he only pays attention to certain things.
5 minutes after the earthquake, he wakes up. He's like, I sense something.
Something happened.
He does get annoying at things that he does get alert about. Like there's a school bus yesterday and it like drove in front of our house at like 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. You could have thought a person with a knife was breaking in our house. I'm like, Frank, shut up, bro. It's like, please.
He's like, you have no idea. It turns out that school bus was full of people with knives. I was trying to tell you.
Oh.
Dog, go outside.
Okay, so I thought that the scale was about the severity of the shake, but it's the length of the shake.
Yes. I think it's
I was
both.
Just reading on it, and it's a complex ratio. That's technically, there is no scale. It's kind of infinite because you can't, they're an infinite amount of points between 2 points. So there's zero. And they're like, if you put a firecracker 5 miles under the surface and lit it off, it would technically have a measurement, but it'd be, so
that makes sense. Like there's such a big difference in jumps, like from like 7 to 8,
but
like, cause they're like, wait a minute, actually we need more room. Cause like the guy, I can't remember. There's this comedian that talked about the invention of the batteries. He says, we're going to have a lot of batteries, so let's A, double A, triple A.
And
it's like they get to like C, and they're like, oh, we're good. Like D's, we're fine. It's like we had all the rest of the alphabet.
Yeah, I guess it's magnitude and like proximity somehow. So like as you get closer, the magnitude increases, so it kind of plays on itself like that.
That's so scary, dude. Just like that.
I think.
I mean, because you have, there's no nothing that like causes earthquakes.
The plates shifting.
I mean, like, but I'm saying, like, nothing we can do. So, like, it literally is just a matter of it could happen any minute.
Yeah.
That's the terrifying thing about it.
They showed, like, the two plates going. And so, like, an earthquake happens, like, to where it's like going under the other one, you know, sometimes it binds up and it shifts quick like that. They're saying the one plate, instead of it like getting bound up, it's literally folding over on itself.
Oh no.
So it's going to crash.
So it'll just be like a big
pow. Oh my gosh.
So it's literally just like building all this tension.
That's called potential energy. And then when it moves, it's kinetic.
Einstein.
So why are these tectonic plates moving?
Damn, it's just the earth, man.
Global warming,
the
gravity.
The earth is shifting.
Gravity?
I think Bill Gates is pushing them.
Ooh. the poles are shifting too right now. I talked to my cousin who said like stuff like that will affect it. Cousin's an engineer with the Navy.
It's not the Adam and Eve theory kind of shifting. It's just like a...
He said it'll take a very long time. It's not like a...
Yeah.
He said as that happens, there will be effects.
The jump at the right time theory.
So wasn't there a deep fish ore?
Off of California. Yes, there was.
There was. I remember.
I forgot about that. Uh-oh.
Also, you're answering her like, yes, there was. Good job. You remembered.
There's this guy on TikTok that I literally just found like 20 minutes before we started. He left his family in Atlanta and went out to California because he said that God told him to go tell the people of California to evacuate because he's saying the San Andreas Fault is about to move and California will be kaput. But he's just out on the streets like wearing the shirt says evacuate California.
Dude, if that happens, that'll be so scary.
I'm not saying he's a prophet, but it looks like there's some movement happening.
And I was reading in Matthew, and it talks about, I'm going to mess it up. So what I took from it is don't ignore a prophet.
You know what they say, don't ignore a prophet.
And the Lord said, don't ignore the prophet.
Shut up.
I remember in fifth grade
you test prophecies.
Oh, okay. Relax.
But just don't doubt them.
Believe everything they say.
Shut up. I just shouldn't have said it. I forget what it said.
That's so funny. It seems like something that happened like after Jonah left town. They're like, you know what they say? Always listen to a prophet. I remember learning in like fifth grade that California was like moving closer, like the ocean, like it's always moving a little bit, but it was like an inch a year or something like that, or less than an inch.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was like, dude, when I'm like 30, we're gonna be like right next to Japan, bro. Like, we're gonna just be able to see them and everything. I'm like, I don't think I realize just how much. I thought it was like a ton, but
wasn't it going the other way?
I mean,
moving away,
tomato, tomato. At that point, you're just moving toward each other, right?
Losing coastline, I thought.
Yeah, who knows? But I will say the one that happened in 1700, it's recorded as history in Japan of that day of tsunamis coming and hitting Japan. So
we wouldn't get anything like that. Would California ever get tsunamis?
Yeah,
they would
get the biggest one.
Did they have like huge ones in during the San Francisco like stuff, like actual?
Was
tsunamis like when they had a huge earthquake in the 20th century?
Yeah, they'll get a tsunami.
I just don't even remember like hearing any stories about
American
tsunamis.
One video I watched about that, or the whole earthquake,
the big one,
yeah, is that basically the West Coast is not prepared, and the majority of their infrastructure, like in San Francisco, Portland, Vancouver, all those places, they have not built their stuff to withstand earthquakes, big earthquakes, except Portland. They actually took a proactive measure and built a bridge in 2014 that is the only bridge in Portland to where you can exit that is earthquake proof.
Nice.
So they're getting a little prepared.
What if the earth splits open right where that bridge is?
Then that is unfortunate.
And
what a waste of money.
Karma for Portland.
Watch it.
I was reading about I was trying to figure out building codes and like what they build to for, you know, earthquake preparedness. Yeah. But since there isn't like a definitive scale, you're just like, it's like a hurricane roof here. It's like you try to withstand some sort of wind.
Yeah.
But I was reading like 7, a lot of building codes in Japan, they build to like a 7 and
wow.
in hope. Oh, so yeah. if like a 9.5, nothing would really be built for it.
Well, we talked about Japan's also saying that they're about to have a massive earthquake.
They had
earthquake.
And before I get roasted in the comments, I spent 10 seconds researching it.
I think, you know how like Jell-O holds things together?
Dude, we should build with Jell-O.
If we get a bunch of helicopters, you know how they drop like over wildfires?
Oh.
If we drop Jell-O powder into the ocean that's already rocking, you don't even have to stir it.
Dude.
It becomes Jell-O landing on Portland, landing on California, holding everything in place.
That would actually work.
That's not a bad idea.
Let me talk to, what's the governor's name?
I feel like you weren't ready for us to agree with you.
Wait a minute. First step.
Oh.
Jell-O packets.
No, that would work.
I think so.
Theoretically. Yeah. That's like the kelp beds absorb surf. If there's like enough seaweed in the water, they absorb the energy.
I've cured hurricanes and tsunamis.
Hurricane.
Oh, all right. You ready for the next world ending thing?
Please. All the West Coast people are like, man, I want to turn this podcast just get out of my head. Just have fun for a little bit. And then they start the podcast.
Death, you're going to die.
Josh is just trying to evacuate.
I mean, we're all going to die.
You're just trying to boost your property value.
The West Coast is going to die sooner.
No. Oh, man.
We have to pull this episode if something happens this week.
Oh, gosh.
It has to happen.
Yeah. There's this asteroid coming. Listen, I saw this video. I'm like, it looked like one of those like History Channel things where they're like talking and you're like, all right, yeah, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up about an hour before we got on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 10 articles that came out about 3 hours ago talking about this asteroid. So I'm like, oh, let's pay attention a little bit. It's called the, don't know how to say this. It's like when the camera's on.
I mean, you know they're watching you.
It's like I get nervous.
Guys, I get nervous in front of you.
Apophis.
Okay.
Apophis.
That's not right.
A-P-O-P-H-I-S. Apophis. I'm going with Apophis. Apophis. It's an Egyptian.
Okay.
And it's the Egyptian word, or it's an Egyptian god, and it's the god of chaos. That's what they named this asteroid.
Got it. I thought you were talking about, like, I don't know why my mind thought, like, the Egyptians made an asteroid. But I was like, immediately,
maybe
my brain's
they
like,
did.
No,
they didn't.
Yeah.
But this asteroid, it's, what is it?
Apophis.
I was close.
No,
I said Apophis.
You get a C.
A pope's fist.
Apophis.
No, try it again. That wasn't right.
We're going to start floating again. Apophis.
Lose the P, add an F.
Apophis?
Yeah.
What if you said Apophis three times like Beetlejuice and he showed up right here?
Here it is.
Apophis.
The Apophis asteroid. Okay.
Nailed it.
This study came out, and so this asteroid has been circling Earth for quite some time.
Yeah. Just having fun.
Probably forever. Who knows? You know? But this time, scientists at NASA were alarmed of how close it is actually getting to Earth. And so there's a scale that they use for if an asteroid is going to hit Earth. It's 0 being no way, Jose, mm-hmm. and 10 for sure smacking the heck out of Earth.
Yeah.
And this asteroid's at a 4. And it's still pretty far off right now. And it's supposed to pass Earth on this day of 2029. I think it was April.
I think Neil deGrasse Tyson talked about this one too.
Did he?
I think because I remember the year 2029. I was going to interrupt you earlier, but I just because he talked about something that like it'll be a like he even talked about it being world ending, like to the point where like it actually could happen. It's very realistic.
Yeah. So there's an article right here calling it the planet killer asteroid, the size of a cruise ship.
The planet killer. That's what I remember. Yeah.
Cruise ship.
Yeah. So it's passing Earth. I think it's April 2029, but they're saying, yes, the size of a cruise ship, and that this video said it'll be traveling at 20 kilometers a second, which is 12 miles per second, or 44,000 miles per hour. So imagine a cruise ship coming down to Earth at going 44,000 miles an hour.
We're gone.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's 18 times faster than a bullet.
Good thing the world's ending in 2027.
Hey. But this is the crazy part. I'm just like, well, how far? Because the thing said it's coming within 22,000 miles of Earth. I'm like, oh, that seems really far.
Yeah.
Guess how far the moon is.
Oh, I know this. No, I don't. Okay.
239,000 miles.
Oh, that's too close. And if it knocks the moon out, then,
oh, that's too close.
Then we die.
Oh, for sure.
Also,
cute.
Yeah.
We need the moon.
They have this projection of, is this not a clickable link? Come on. Oh, it is. Look at this.
I guess there's no noise. What if it knocks the sun out?
We'd be fine.
No.
We have Killian Murphy.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we need Bruce Willis, dude.
I guess, I don't know. I'll show you this first. Look how close it gets.
That's not fun.
I would say that's closer than a 4 on the scale.
Yeah.
This is all projections, though.
Can you see?
Woof.
It swings by boomerang and around her
house.
Oh, no!
Bruce Willis has already done this.
Yeah.
We can do it again.
By the way, I've never seen that movie.
Oh, Andy!
What movie?
The Office ruined it for me.
What are they saying?
They spoil. They're like, because they let Jim makes fun of Dwight for crying at the end of Armageddon. He's like, they left Bruce Willis on the planet.
Do you guys want to see the video that I saw about this asteroid?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
It gives more.
You sending it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, just give me a second.
All right. It's a dying Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
You know those will be his final words too. Like, all right.
Tell me when you got it, and I'll hit play.
Where are you? There it is.
Got it, yep. Everyone. Lil.
Yeah.
All right, ready, set, go.
November 4th, 2029.
Oh, can you pump it up a little bit, Andrew?
A countdown. Catastrophe. A giant asteroid hurtles towards Earth.
It's
heading straight for the eastern seaboard of the United States. The space rock could wipe out an entire city and cause widespread devastation.
Eastern seaboard.
Survive. New York City, November 4th, 2029.
Oh gosh.
The deserted metropolis waited for the asteroid to strike.
As it comes through the atmosphere, we would see something as bright as the sun getting brighter and brighter and brighter.
At speeds of maybe 20 kilometers per second or so, that's something like 18 times faster than the speed of a bullet coming out of a rifle.
This asteroid is headed towards the most populous city in America. And when it impacts, it would deliver more energy than 1,000 Hiroshima nuclear bombs.
Oh my goodness, bro.
It would level some of the most expensive real estate in the world in seconds.
Not
the real estate, no! Where were the billionaires able to watch us?
Crater, where Central Park used to be.
I actually don't even like thinking about this. How horrible it would be.
Every Ninjas and Butterflies listener ever.
There's nothing in our history that would have done this much damage so quickly and so devastating.
Dude, that is so...
Yeah.
With the TikTok watermark. Bloom, subscribe, like.
I love that. We should clip that for Ninjas. I actually don't like thinking about this.
Thank you anyway.
Could you please stop it?
I really appreciate the work and effort that you put into this podcast, but could you not?
So yeah, 2029.
Would the whole world end or just the United States?
I can't imagine.
Well, I mean...
I know that...
I don't think it would earn. I don't think it would end. I think a lot of people would
perish. Dude, I tell you, I'd rather get smacked by the rock, I think,
I know.
Than the tsunami thing.
No, I would happily take that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you're saying. Okay, yeah, for sure. I would much rather go out that way.
Like, it's right under it.
Have mm-hmm. you ever seen the movie Impact with Jodie Foster and Elijah Wood?
Oh, Impact, no.
Oh, my gosh. So. I made you watch it with me. It was really good. But
you're talking about Deep Impact?
Yeah.
With Morgan Freeman being the president?
No. Nope.
What?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Deep Impact.
With Elijah Wood
in it?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Either way.
Yeah, no tsunamis for me, please.
Yeah, dude, tsunamis
that's gotta be
scare me.
Hard way to go. What's that Nicole Kidman movie? The Impossible?
Oh, yeah.
With younger, what's his face?
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Ian... No.
Him, Ewan McGregor, and then the son is Spider-Man. He's What's Spider-Man's name now?
Oh,
what's his face?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. Yes.
Yeah.
He's when he was a kid.
I didn't know that was
him. Were going to go through all the Spider-Mans for a minute.
Did you know that earthquake that caused those tsunamis killed over 200,000 people in Asia?
That's insane.
That's
I think it was like 239,000 people died.
We're only worried about Nicole Kidman too.
I know.
He's saving her.
I know.
In the real estate. Nicole Kidman in the real estate. Yeah, it was Deep Impact. It was a stacked cast for a terrible movie. It was a crazy movie.
That was not a terrible movie.
It was a terrible movie.
It was,
Andy, it came out in the 90s.
Watch your mouth. That is a really good movie.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
No way.
Deep Impact was a good movie.
Not a chance.
Dude, I don't want to leave this meteor conversation yet. Have you heard of the ejecta blanket hypothesis about the lakes being from projectile from an asteroid impact?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So like this is where we are, Winter Haven, Florida. Like you see all the all the lakes that are like right next to each other.
Yeah.
So the theory is like they teach that they're spring fed, which is true. But if you follow the projectile, like there's a bunch in North Carolina, some in like the Midwest, but they're like lined up in trajectory to like a Great Lakes impact. So if the Great Lakes were covered by ice and then an asteroid hit and it sent projectiles from the impact, it would have like landed in particles, which caused all these like little lakes and indentations. And what is convincing about it is when you look at this is LIDAR of Carolina Bays in North Carolina. See it?
Oh, like giant rivers?
That's the bay, but look at all the impacts in the bay.
Oh, whoa.
Wait, let me see. I don't really get it.
Basically, it's from an old meteor.
Are the Great Lakes?
Yeah.
What?
Or, I thought those were carved by...
saying ice over
ice
that
bugs.
Ridge. I thought they were man-made.
My
dad built a Great Lake.
That's a kind of wild concept to think about, like all the lakes, especially in Florida.
Yep.
Wow.
Or like maybe from like old
it is crazy.
Asteroids or debris from a big asteroid.
Because if there's like an underground aquifer like being spring fed and then something like broke
through
the surface, that'd be like why there's all these underground water ducts connecting all the pieces.
We're so lucky.
Well, I mean, why that's sketchy, though, is like if New York gets hit and like projectile from the Great Lakes covered the nation.
Dude, listen, hit me with a big rock. If you're going to kill me, don't kill me with projectile.
Hit me with your big rock.
I don't want to be hit with like an afterthought iceberg.
Like a little.
Like a park bench from Grand Central Station. Just,
it's not just even like, a big one. He just
that'd
gets
be terrible.
Like impaled by a stake.
Let me go out the way I should go.
Icicle.
What if the meteor that killed the dinosaurs landed in America?
Mm.
Don't they think it did?
You should watch Graham Hancock stuff. There's giant craters like all over, like in the ocean, like giant ones that would have been like world ending.
It probably was in America. You know why? Because America has a tradition of having people already living there, like the dinosaurs, and then destroying them.
Yeah.
Typical.
Typical.
American asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, wait. This part, though. I forgot to say that. We got that. Don't go anywhere. You're already laughing.
I was like, oh, I couldn't fake it.
Like,
what?
Oh.
So obvious. Guys, Josh told me that at the Patreon episode I could eat his sandwich. That's why I'm trying to hurry and eat and move to the Patreon
episode. Grab it for it real quick.
What is it?
It's in the top. Sandwich.
Oh no!
Andy!
I'm so sorry. Hopefully it's still wrapped. I tried to throw it! I promise you it was going right towards
terribly.
You. I'm sorry. You shouldn't trust me anymore.
We should not trust you, but you know who we should trust?
Who?
Sunday Cool.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, I'm sure they're a great company. I'm sure they're great.
No. They're not great. They're the best.
Yeah, I mean, I heard they make shirts. So is that
not only do they make shirts?
Okay,
they do hats, they do stickers. Anything that you want printed, they can do it.
I mean, let me. It sounds great.
It's not only great.
I know.
Andy.
I just don't have the time. I don't.
But
I don't
they
have
saved
the,
my life.
What? How did Sunday Cool save your
10
life?
10 years ago, I was dying.
How?
I had a rare disease. It was called Toenitis Quadriplicus.
Oh my God. gosh, I've heard of them.
Incurable.
Yeah.
Until they found the cure.
Sunny Cool found the cure and saved your life.
It was Super Soft Tees. All they had to do was wear Super Soft Tees. Fully customizable.
Okay, you convinced me. Where do I have to go? What do I have to do? Tell me.
I'll tell you right now, Andy. If you want to live,
yeah.
SundayCool.com.
I want to live.
I
want to live.
I want you to live too.
I want to live comfortably.
I want you to live. I want you to live. I want all of you to live.
Thank you, Josh.
Yep.
Thank you.
That story was all made up.
What?
Yep. But go to SundayCool.com. Not all of it. Some of it was.
What was the toe thing?
No, that was real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we watch that new Nicole Kidman show? Dom.
Netflix?
Yeah.
It looks terrible. I started watching Bad Monkey on Apple TV with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm reading the book right now.
So good. It's awesome. It's based in the Keys in Miami. It's such a cool vibe. And it's the same guy that made Ted Lasso, Scrubs.
What you eating over there?
Oh, right now I'm eating a first form protein stick that's jalapeno heat flavor.
Whoa.
Whoa. I didn't know you could handle the heat. Wait, what do you got, Josh?
Is this a first form protein stick sharp cheddar flavor?
With no MSG, no nitrates, and 160 calories? I got the jalapeno heat too.
Yo, First Form has sent us
so much.
A plethora. We got meat sticks for days. We got meat sticks for days.
Bring them home because I like to eat them.
I love watching they're for the office.
What was the breakfast one? That was my absolute favorite. I ate that box in like 3 days.
So yeah. It's all gone.
Mm. Now that my mouth is full. Question corner, right, question corner, corner, question corner, corner with Lily!
Where the questions are fresh on her mind!
Just look over.
Now that my mouth is full.
Okay.
Okay. If you were offered $1 million to write a novel, but it has to be completed by the end of the year, so I'm talking right now, September 10th.
Yeah.
December 31st.
Like never, fiction?
Never forget.
Is that where we're going? Novel?
It literally can be whatever you want it to be. What would you write about?
I would do the as in the days of Noah. And try to find everything that is correlated from now to before the flood happened.
Mm.
And now it's exactly like, it's like a mirrored image.
It's a lot of work.
But it's all just your note style.
Yeah.
So they like, so it's like mispronunciations, and there's like, it's just scattered information.
Yeah.
You have printed out links.
That's
in the,
what
in the book. You're like, oh, I forgot they couldn't click those.
Yeah. So that's what I would do.
Cool.
I would do a horror novel.
Oh, well, give us like the setting.
Deep Ooh, fish. Man.
Who's the killer?
Actually, no. I would do the idea that I had about the meth sharks, meth nice. Gators, mm. the meth gators,
yeah,
and then the cocaine sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Just a continuation, just yeah. a long horror story of how a drug deal goes bad. A bunch of duffel bags land in the lake in Florida.
Everglades. Mm.
Everglades. And then they just take over Miami, and then they become the police officers. And everything's ran in Miami-Dade County by gators.
It's like Planet of the Apes almost.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. I feel like that's.
What about you?
Yeah, I couldn't really. It would probably. You know, I think I got a romance novel in me, and I think it'll be based in St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm. What and time it, period? A Native American falls in love with an English man, just like Florida's Pocahontas.
It was my first day working at the popsicle shop.
They were Spanish conquistadors.
And the flavor of the week was Dave.
That's my dad's name. Ew.
It just came to me.
It may be between a ghost and a human girl.
Oh, like Casper.
Mm-hmm. A ghost of like one of the gamblers that got caught in the fire.
Oh!
That actually would be a really cool story. He's a gambler. And it's like a gamble on love. That's the name of your title.
Or instead of Casper, it's just Hippo.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
No, yeah, it's a ghost, and you don't know if you just assume that he's a human, but then it turns out it's actually a hippo. Oh. And you're like, now you have this dilemma after she realizes I could choose to live my rest of my life with my love, the love of my life, but he's a hippo.
And all you and say he's a ghost. Is, I see water animals. It's like dead people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
get it. Yeah. I'm not connecting. Well. Shyamalan.
Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
It's something to do with ministry. Did 16 years working for the church, so something along those lines. Couldn't think of anything funny.
A tell-all.
Yeah.
Yeah, stories from behind the church background.
I shouldn't be talking. I have food in my mouth.
It's fine.
It's okay. It's first one's fault, not ours.
Mm.
You could do a tell-all about the church and their mistreatment of worship pastors.
And all pastors. Yeah. And pastors mistreating other people.
Not all churches.
Actually, this one guy. I'm all just kidding. Of them. I'm just kidding. No, there's the church does a lot wrong and the church does a lot right. So just establishing what church is, I think. There's a ton of books that have already done it, but.
Mm. Hey, we're all human, baby.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Mm. Nope, again, your segment's over.
You already did.
Again, I was reading in Matthew last night, and I read that part where it talks about blaspheming against the Holy Spirit is unforgivable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what does God Questions have to say about this? Because I feel like it's been like a big mystery. And God Questions said that it really only applied to the Pharisees he was directly addressing in that moment, because they said in the history of man, they have never been presented with like actual divinity in the way that Jesus was before them, telling them, and they denied the Holy Spirit's power in that moment.
They saw it, they experienced it, and still they chose no.
Yeah. I still feel like it can still be
applicable to
other circumstances. I think it's extremely rare. I think you would have to, like, it would just, it's something.
It's a rejection of Christ.
You would have to experience him and to honestly say no, and that's.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, what is the rejection of Christ? You can't get to heaven without Christ, right? Yeah. What is the unforgivable sin is not accepting Christ.
Something that separates you.
And Harry Potter.
Mm.
Don't read Harry Potter.
Don't ever. But especially don't read Enoch.
Hey, Andrew, you got a... And you got a reel that is gonna show us right now. Right now.
Hey, these are for you, Josh.
That was my reggae version.
I dig it, dude. It
sounded a little Indian at first, though.
Sounded a little bit counselable at the beginning. Okay. This is fun. I'm already looking at it. Close your eyes, Josh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. Here we go, baby. Three,
two, one. Oh, there's no audio?
There's two owls. There's one. Oh, wait. Oh. No, what? Oh, no. No.
Oh, my gosh.
How to remove an intermedullary nail in the interesting orthopedics operation room. That looks horrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't bear to leave the sound on that.
Oh, I could imagine it. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Why did you do the owl thing?
That's just great.
I just thought that was crazy.
That's a good algorithm.
Yeah, that's where my feet is right now.
Oh, gosh, I hate owls, dude. I hate them.
Hey, congratulations, Nab listeners. You got a twofer.
That was a hawk flew into an owl's den that someone had a camera set up. But I think it's just crazy that they hold the hawk and they're just staring at it.
It's just intimidating. It, yeah, that thing looks like, so scary. If it could lean back any further, it would have just been out of it.
I thought like that.
Dude, imagine you wake up and a big owl has you pinned down by the ankles and you're just staring. And it's all it is, dude. It's just staring at you.
That's his sleep paralysis demon.
Dude, that would honestly be the most terrifying thing. Imagine that like in a visual in a movie. That would be scary.
It's their eyes. It's their eyes, man.
Yeah. And just the fact that they can look at you no matter where you run and they don't even have to move their bodies, just their head.
It is fascinated by owls.
Yeah.
Good.
I got woke up by one. It's a healthy fear.
It is a healthy fear.
I think, she like she does like exposure therapy on herself, though, because she'll see the owl and then like, I need to see it again. It's just like that's scary.
Yeah, that's what she did with the Orlando Bushman.
Dude, so that. Funny. Because yeah. Kelsey was downtown, too, and I was watching it. I was like, no way. And I'm like, I saw where she was. I'm like, she's not going to walk past it. So when you sent me that, that was the funniest thing.
So you saw it when it happened?
Not when it happened. Oh. I was just on it, though. That was the thing. When you sent it to me, I was like, no way. Did like because I thought, I was like, oh, maybe you saw Kelsey or something.
Yeah.
But you set her up.
Yeah, Lily and Ada were across the street, and I told Lily, I'm like, hey, the Bushman is in Orlando. You should bring Ada across. Yeah, and it scared Ada. But then she wanted to kept going back and like, are you
yeah,
real?
She's fascinated. Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
If she would have just like turned and gone savage on
it. Where'd you get that knife?
He was pretty cool though. He like took off his hat so she could see that he was a person. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
He did ask me.
You're not real.
This is what his message back to me was because I tagged him.
Oh.
He said, where's the Bushman? There he is.
Where's the Bushman at?
He said, I love it. Please let everyone know how good we are with the babies. We get a bad image because other Bushmen scare babies.
The Bush people. There's some beef in the Bush people business.
Listen, I was trying to be make a pun with what I said because I said teaching Ada to fear the Bushes.
Mm-hmm. What was the pun?
Like George Bush?
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't know.
Not only did Bush do 9/11, he also did this to my daughter.
We're joking about that, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, this is just going to further us getting buried on YouTube.
Okay. Which, by the way, we're still getting flags and stuff like that. So,
but our luck has turned because we have so many views on the last podcast.
Yeah, we do. That was crazy.
Yeah. And for everyone who's like leaving reviews, genuinely, thank you. It blows our minds that we're rated where we are.
That's the only thing I imagine that like we've had such a good pop just because people have been sharing it a ton.
Yeah, and comments, dude, even if they're bad, they still help. Even if they hurt my feelings.
Even if they're a little mean.
Even if
me
I
up
can
at
sleep
night.
At night.
Man, what's happening?
Ow, that hurts my feelings.
You really hit a hurt part of me that hurt. So speaking of things that hurt our hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Andy, you're the one that got me onto this.
You're welcome.
The
Mohenjo-daro.
The Mohenjo-daro.
There we go, baby.
The Mohenjo-daro.
Not the easiest thing to say, to be fair.
And it is where?
It's in nowadays Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Yeah.
But it was this ancient city that was discovered in the 1900s, right?
1920, around there.
Yeah. And it's called the
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Sorry.
Don't do this to him. He just, he hasn't done this in 2 weeks. Would you just lay off of him?
Mohenjo-daro. Yeah. Mohenjo-daro. It means the mound of the dead, Lil.
Oh, no.
The mound of the dead.
I don't want to do the same thing.
I don't think I'm going to do this podcast anymore.
If we clip this up, it's going to be so weird. It's going to be a dramatic intro and then...
No, but it means the mound of the dead.
Okay.
There it is.
But they're speculating that the city was a city that was 5,000 years old. That's their guess. But the way that the city is laid out, it was so technologically advanced for its time. And yet it's written nowhere... anywhere. Like this city, it was huge. They had so many technologically advanced things. Like they had sewers underground,
plumbing,
a whole underground system. Mm-hmm. Like completely, they had things where they assumed they were taking baths at like weekly, if not every day.
Wow.
They were a very strong, very healthy society. Even was on laid out on a grid system.
Yeah,
like a modern day city was that big. It was incredible. Like just the whole streets and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, but then they speculate there's a conspiracy. No one really knows what happened to it, but they found a bunch of skeletons that looked like they just died instantly.
Oh, gosh.
And not only that, when they tested the soil around this city that they dug up, high levels of radiation.
Oh, gosh.
The sand had turned to glass. Everything that would indicate that there was a nuclear bomb at one point.
Or just a really big fire.
Hey, no, it's no, they talk about it being sudden.
Yeah,
because
oh, okay.
Like the way everyone is, the way everything's laid out.
Vitrified glass is what it's called.
Vitrified.
So that means...
It's like lightning glass, right?
Yeah, so that would have to be like the atomic bomb when they test that in the desert. All the sand around it had turned into glass.
Wow.
But they're saying even the rocks were glass. So it was this intense amount of heat, like a boom.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's where they kept describing like an intense but sudden heat. Mm. Like it's like what does that mean? How does like because they say volcanoes, but it's like that's not how that works.
Yeah, because then it was not consistent. The sand would have turned into a different material, right?
Yeah, like this, it would have been look completely different because we've studied and we've been able to look at other volcano eruptions that like what that's consistent like in Pompeii and stuff. But it's like this is completely different. It's completely stands on its own.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what's fascinating too to me was we talked about it quite a bit ago of those that ancient story of those two cities in India that were fighting, and they had like the flying ships and they had these weapons that sounded a lot like nuclear bombs and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the name of that weapon is called, bear with me, Brahmastra bomb. How do you say that? Brahmastra. All right.
Yeah. Brahmastra.
But what that is, it's an astra or supernatural weapon that is one of the most destructive, powerful, and irresistible weapons mentioned in Hinduism. So like Hinduism literature, they talk about this weapon that the description of it is every bit of a nuclear bomb.
Wow.
And I just thought that was crazy interesting because it's very close to India or that region. And what was the connection I was going to make? Oh, yeah. They described the weapon further. It's the only weapon that could destroy an entire city instantly. Future generations would have diseases, i.e. radiation. Mm. So they're saying like they went on to describe what this bomb would do. Destroy a city instantly. Ruin the crops for generations to come. Make the generations of people that live there sick. Like, so it was just like.
So that did happen.
No, it's from the Hinduism literature and stuff.
Oh, I see.
So, but people speculate like, well, why, how could they come up with something like that in such an ancient of days, you know?
Unless they experienced it, unless they saw it or it was told about.
Yeah. And I was listening to this one podcast where they're talking about this actually. We should put it in the link or the clip. But one guy said something very interesting. Remember when Oppenheimer said, "Now I become death, destroyer of worlds." Mm-hmm. That's from the Hindu scripture.
Oh wow!
Yeah, remember that from the book.
Yeah, from the same book where they talk about that weapon.
Wow, weird.
And so, it makes you wonder.
Yeah,
dude,
I'm wondering.
What I thought was interesting. We're just gonna take a little journey. If we're talking about like the days of Noah, right?
Yeah.
Your book.
My book, coming out in 2029. 2030.
You guys finish it this year, right?
Yeah, that's
the whole point.
January 1st.
I was just going to finish it when the world ends. Yeah. But so they theorized that this city existed around 2500 BC. And if you do the math of when they think that the flood happened, that was around 2300, 2400 BC. And so it makes you wonder if that this ancient technology that was presented by the fallen angels and whatnot, could it have been a nuclear weapon? And if we're living in the days of like Noah now we have that capability again. And it just also made me think of all those stories about the nuclear sites where they saw like the UFOs and stuff and all the nukes get disabled and stuff.
Yeah.
Like what, there has to be a connection somewhere. Am I just like off on a spaghetti trail right now?
No, that's cool. It's interesting.
No, I'm so ignorant and dumb when it comes to the actual science of an atom bomb. But like when you're talking about splitting an atom, like you're talking about manipulating something that's of our nature, of our world that was designed. And so, I mean, to have it exist back in that time, like who knows how those instruments were used to create certain type of weapons where we always think it's like very sci-fi, it's very techie. It's like, it could look completely different. We have no idea, especially with different knowledge back then. And it's just, it doesn't make sense. And the fact that we don't have answers for why these places just went missing and why they were covered up and people just don't care. Or at least the right people don't care.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so scary because something like that back in the day would be devastating.
It's what I'm interested in. What would be cool to find out is if maybe they were like working on the technology and there was an accident and it like exploded there, or if there was like a war.
Another civilization had it.
Well, that's what we talked about, and that those two Indian cities, they were literally at war with each other using weapon.
True.
And that was before the flood as well, because then they said after that happened, there's a giant flood that wiped them all out.
But you're implying with your illustration that maybe the Nephilim taught these groups
or the fallen angels.
Yeah.
Like it's like a heavenly knowledge, technology of how to manipulate.
It's the same thing that could be happening right now, like with certain leaders in the world who are into that stuff or are dabbling in that thing, those dark things. And but with crazy about Mohenjo-Daro, they had literally like 2,000 seals of like paper that would have been crazy. but they like just stuff that they have still to this day have not decoded. They had idols. They had inscriptions and markings and statues of certain idols, and they knew how to steel bend. They knew how to do metalwork and all that stuff. And that's very, very early. So it's like they were extremely advanced, very conscious, even showing like this one guy that I listened to just pointed out just even the underground drainage system proves that they were sophisticated enough to know the dangers about like health safety, like for their own community and stuff. And that's crazy to me. The fact that they were bathing on occasion, like it's just weird.
Yeah.
And so then you have an instant and sudden extreme heat, something
that just wiped the whole city out. Yeah. Then it was buried for no one to know. So from 2500 BC, give or take, that's what they theorize, to the 1900s, no one knew about this city.
That's crazy.
It was a massive city.
And how many of those exist and we still have not dug them up, or they have just been covered up?
This is a side profile shot of
part of the city. Oh my gosh.
I can't imagine what it would look like in real lifetime.
I know.
Golly, dude.
Wild stuff.
Wild stuff. Crazy things.
That was wild.
I don't like it.
It's weird.
Speaking of weird, do you hear they're making a new Fight Club?
Really?
Greta Gerwig is directing a new Fight Club.
Who's Greta Gerwig?
She did Barbie, right?
She's a girl that did Barbie. They're doing an all-female Fight Club. Which?
Stop laughing.
Which?
No, that's crazy.
The thing is, if it's like a set satirical like take on it, and they just like kind of make fun of the whole thing, and it is, I think it'd be really funny.
Their fighting is just gossiping.
It's just their
words that hurt the most. No, I didn't. I don't mind the fist fighting. It's just when she mentioned my hair in a passive aggressive way, that's really stuck.
Shut up,
silent,
everybody.
Silent treatment. It's a silent film.
Oh, we're joking.
Hey, we're joking. We love women. I know one.
We love women.
I know a lot of women.
That's a fun concept.
I know. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be really good.
Probably better than the first.
Yeah.
They probably will make a funny blip thing. You know, they have Brad Pitt show up throughout the movie just on little blips, like for 1 second, like a half a second on the screen. They'll probably just have Margot Robbie just going.
Did I just pull that? Oh, wow. That freaked me out.
Is Margot Robbie acting in it? What are they, best friends?
I think she is.
I stepped on this.
What a lot of directors do.
I was looking at you and watch this. It went. It moved up and it freaked me out. All right.
I have a video. I saw this girl. Have you ever ordered off of Temu?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'm sad to say yes, I have.
No, there's nothing wrong with it, I don't think. But I just think it's not the best quality stuff. It's fine. It's cheap.
And not ethical.
And fentanyl.
It's not ethical? Oh, probably because where it's sourced.
Really?
Children are manufacturing these.
Well, maybe not. Who knows? We don't know. Because the thing is, I just saw a video of a girl this morning, and she had ordered it was a tiny, cute little croissant lamp.
I saw it.
You saw this?
Yeah.
Dude, you see it?
Nope.
Dude, so she ordered, it's like this little croissant, and there's like a light inside, and it's cute, whatever. It's just a funny little quirky little thing. She goes on vacation. She comes back, and she goes and looks in her nightstand, and there's a little croissant, and it's covered in hundreds of ants. So she's like, what's going on? So she takes the ants off. She goes out into the living room and opens up, pulls out the lamp, looks inside. I mean, she takes out the light bulb, looks inside, and no joke, you could just tell that it looks like a freshly baked croissant.
Yeah.
There's layers and like flaky crust on the inside, and she breaks it apart, and then she even eats it at one point. But the thing is, they literally had taken a croissant epoxied it.
You had to like put a like a lacquer epoxy on it,
and then put a bolt in it, and then sold it.
That's crazy.
It's just dude, I laughed so hard. I can't imagine like buying like a fruit lamp and then just it turning out to be an actual like orange peel.
Apparently they have like a chicken nugget keychain too. And a lot of the people were saying, I have been swearing this is a real chicken nugget.
Dude, if it's just some guy in a factory just dipping things in epoxy, that's kind of cool.
But like, why wouldn't that work if you, like, I assume the ants were because it wasn't like sealed well.
Yeah, just because the bottom, because they cut it probably because there was that brim.
But here's my, like, I've always wondered this. Why can't taxidermy just be dipping
animal
head in epoxy?
You want to be able to touch it.
Wouldn't it, like...
Why do you want to be able to touch
wouldn't
it?
Wouldn't it be, like, rot from the inside,
like,
though?
Like, a taxidermy animal?
Getting air.
You don't pet a taxidermy animal?
No!
You don't, like, if there's, like a bear or something, you don't, like, just, like, brush your hand on the fur? You don't ever touch Wilford every once in a while? What's wrong with you?
It's like touching a real deer, because it is one.
Ew!
And imagine it's... What are you talking about? Ew! You've never touched a taxidermy animal ever?
I hate taxidermy. Pull it down.
What are you talking about? Oh, dear! Ah! Oh, dear! We're making it happen. Give it to Lily.
I can't believe you killed
that
animal.
That has to sit next to you the rest of the podcast.
You're going to have to answer for that.
Well, how? Why?
With the animal.
We ate it.
Did you eat its heart? Ah! Ew, it's so real.
Yeah, of course he ate his heart.
It is real.
Get Nick Cage out of the way.
Aww.
Ew.
Look at that.
There
we go. That's good.
That's awesome.
This is my nightmare. How do they keep the mouth shut?
Glue.
They sew it shut.
They threaten it.
Ew.
Before, you keep your mouth shut.
They threaten it.
Before you kill it, you're supposed to sew their mouth shut and then so you don't hear their screams.
Joshua, stop it! We have a vegetarian that watches this show, a vegan.
Oh, we're praying for you.
Just kidding. Congratulations on your journey.
Go buy a shirt. Prayforvegans.com.
Mm.
Right? Boom. I am wearing a prayer.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I was like...
That's our cooking brand, guys.
Isn't it nice?
No.
Isn't it cute? Isn't it cute?
Speaking of not nice.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear this story? This is a really dark one.
Okay.
About the first, I would say, maybe the first known serial killer.
Oh, jeez. Oh, can I guess?
Yeah, but I don't think you'll get it.
It's not going to be, what's his face?
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper. That was pretty late. Who was it?
Gilles de Rais.
Is that a boy or a girl?
It is a man. A French nobleman.
The year was?
The year was, he did not write it down.
How can it be the earliest then?
He was the right-hand man of Joan the Arc.
Okay.
Joan of Arc.
Joan on the Arc.
He was the right-hand man of Joan of, what?
Joan of Arc.
He was the right-hand man of Joan the Arc. He was the right-hand man of Joan of Arc.
Got it. Okay. Don't know who that is.
Can you look up when
you don't know who Joan of Arc is?
Let's wait till after this. Let me tell the story.
I'm gonna guess Joan of Arc. Calculating. I'm gonna say 1,000.
I'm gonna say 14. I'm gonna say 1296.
1432.
No, I take it back. I'm gonna guess.
Stop. No, you already locked in.
1300s.
1432.
Dude, 1412 to 1431.
I'm the winner.
He said 1432.
Oh.
You want to apologize to me right now? Would you like to congratulate me on being first place?
Sorry, Andy. Congratulations.
I was about to say 12, but then you said 12. I was like, I'll go 14.
Okay.
What did I say?
You said 14, and then you changed it to 12.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was very off.
I prices righted you.
Wow.
What about you?
I had to type out like how do you do it? How you would say a name?
Phonetic.
Yeah, phonetic spelling.
You should see how I spelled his name. Okay, how would you spell Gilles?
Gilles?
Gilles.
Like
J-U-E-L.
What did you say?
J-U-E-L.
I would have said
like
Jules. But I was trying to think, how would you spell Gilles?
Gilles.
G. How would you spell that?
X-J.
G-U-I-L.
I did S-Z-H. And I got it. I remembered it. Gilles de Rais.
And Dil Mazim.
Remember
John Travolta?
Do they not roll?
Am I dyslexic? What is he? De Rais. S-Z-H? He's
French.
I don't know.
Gilles?
It's spelled like Giles de Rais, but it's Gilles de Rais.
Perfect.
I know. That's great. It's very SpongeBob.
It's very SpongeBob.
Yeah, Bikini Bottom. Gilles Dale.
Krusty the Krabby Patty.
Anyways. All right, guys.
It's off the rails.
This is so...
He murdered people.
Oh, no.
His story is actually really scary.
Okay.
And I won't get into the stuff because it gets... But he was a nobleman born of a very rich family in France.
Okay.
Or it wasn't France at the time. It was like, I think it was, they said from Andrew, which apparently that was a place.
Andrew. Good job.
But his father and mother died at a very young age, and he was brought in by his grandfather, who seemed to not be the coolest of dudes, tried to marry him off at the age of 10, I think, someone very rich. Didn't go through, ended up getting married, I believe, at 14. To a 10-year-old?
Ew.
Yep.
Hey, we've all been there.
No.
We've all been there.
Trauma.
Weird stuff. Yeah. But he basically learned the art of combat. Very smart dude. Was so well in battle that he became literally Joan of Arc's right-hand man. He was then later made the Marshal of France at 24 years old. Which is like one of the highest ranking positions in the military that you can have at the time.
And what are you 24 year olds doing? Look what he did at 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marshal of France. Anyways, his family owned a ton of property, all these estates, very wealthy. He was very wealthy, but he was obsessed with throwing parties and plays. So obsessed that he ended up going into debt doing it. And so he would actually pay people to come see his plays. So he would have, they said,
he would write them?
He would write the plays. They said, like a story of one of his plays, there was 100 cast members for this play and then 500 crew members. He paid them all and he had all these design costumes and stuff made just to be used once. And then he would invite the whole village to come out. He would even pay them to come out sometimes, provide unlimited food, alcohol, whatever. And it would just be like, and he loved to do that like just constantly. But then he started running out of money and then started selling his family's estates to fund his love of entertainment. And it got so bad to where his family ended up having to go to the King of France saying, he has to get your permission now to sell the estates because he's just selling all of our stuff.
Yeah.
So the King of France is like, hey, you're not allowed to sell stuff anymore. Like, that's how high up they were, like, in the French political monarchy, whatever.
Jeez.
Nobility.
Mm-hmm. And so he was so mad and about, like, just getting cut off and, like, he wanted to have all these riches to keep doing what he was doing. So he befriended a bunch of dudes that were into not good things.
Mm.
Smart.
Like witchcraft, there's these two dudes that did alchemy. One that did what do you call it? Talking to the dead,
necromancy.
Jinx. Like all these people, he said, like, how do I become more rich? And basically, they say that he's like actually the beginning of the 27 Club, even though he didn't die at 27. But the story goes that they summoned the devil to sign a contract that he would have all the riches in the world and would continue with his lifestyle, but at the cost of sacrifice.
Yeah.
And so this started his journey.
No.
Of.
Buddy.
Sacrificing. Some would say well into the hundreds. They know of for a fact 80 to 200 people that he sacrificed at the, this is where it gets a little, ranging from the ages of 8 years old to 20 years old.
Good Lord.
Those are children.
Mm-hmm. And how he did it is because back in the day, people would send their children to work for these giant estates and stuff. And so they would go, and apparently he had a dungeon and would do all kinds of terrible things. And he didn't get found out for years because he got in an argument with a monk or something. And so he had his boys kidnap the monk. And then the local town found out, hey, he kidnapped the monk. And so all these people came to hear the trial or whatever.
Never kidnap a monk, dude.
And then all the parents were like, wait a second. I sent my son to you X amount of year ago, and like all these people were like, hey, where's my son? Where's my son? And then after some time, he admitted that he had all these people.
Oh, no.
But his thing was he begged for forgiveness because he denounced it or admitted to it so that he wasn't going to be sent to hell. And so what's so messed up is that they gave him a very Christian burial and stuff, and like even buried him in a church, I believe. And it's like, but this dude, what, I mean, it's like, I butchered the story completely because there's really dark, dark stuff in it. But like it's so
sounds like a monster
evil. It's so, but what's so crazy to me is like, you hear of like the conspiracy theories about, like, we've talked about the castle of witches or whatever.
Yeah,
talked about the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that?
Like, it seems like a very like evil doesn't change. It's like, it's always kind of remained the same, and it's always asked for something specific. And a lot of times it's child sacrifice. You go even back to like the time of King Solomon and the god Molech, and how it was a child sacrifice god, you know, and like, it's never changed. And I know this is the darkest thing ever, but I thought it was really fascinating.
I don't want to go down this road too much, but it's like, you look at the state of the world in our world and our nation and the problem that we have with taking care of young babies' lives. And it's like, that's like, it feels dark. It feels wrong. It feels satanic. It feels gross because these are human lives.
Yeah.
And that, dude, that's so scary. I can't imagine living in that community.
Yeah.
Like, just knowing something like that exists. Cause I was watching that documentary, I think it was on Netflix, about, it was the Unsolved Mysteries on Jack the Ripper, and just the fear that it would cast in people. Like, people would dress differently. Like with Ted Bundy, people, like, women started cutting their hair and parting their hair differently.
Yeah.
Cause they're so scared. And just, I don't know, the way it radiates so much fear is really just, it's dark, man.
Didn't your mom say at one point that you had a Ted Bundy haircut?
Yeah. She said, she calls me Ted Bundy bait.
Good Lord.
Because it's the middle part, right? Yes. That's like, all his victims had the middle part.
The Ted Bundy bait.
I didn't want to get too dark. And dude, I know that was really dark. So
no,
I was reading along. I was reading along with you. It's, yeah. If you want to depress yourself, go read the full story.
It's demented.
Consider me bothered.
Yeah. So don't, this is circling back. Let's circle back.
Never kidnap a monk.
Okay. Order. Right. Don't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't ever summon the devil and sign a contract with them to get more money.
Don't mess with it.
Guess what the demon's name was?
I don't want to hear it. Tell me.
I remember, but.
All right. Pause because I swiped away.
It was like.
What? I don't even like hearing it.
Oh my gosh. Candy to noon. I read a lot.
This needs to be a button.
Where is it?
When I was in college.
Joe Biden.
Just kidding. When I was
I'm joking. We can edit that out.
We're not going to.
I'm kidding.
When I was in college, there was this guy that was the most respected, I would say arguably the most respected guy on our campus. I don't think I've shared this before, but he just talks about how people asked him like an ask me anything kind of thing on a Friday, and people were just raising their hand. This dude's a genius. And someone asked him, like, hey, do you believe in, you know, like, demons and all that, like, possession and stuff? And apparently he pretty much just, like, it's real. Wow. You don't need to look into it. There's no reason to look into it. You have to trust that it's real. He says, I went through a really dark time in my life where I was diving deep and looking into theological proof on it. And it's just, it's nothing to mess with.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, what was it?
The name of the demon is Baron. Barron.
Sounds like a certain...
A certain individual we are aware of.
He's going to NYU, by the way. You see that?
Oh, cool.
Baron Trump is.
Apparently good at soccer.
He's also 8'3".
I don't like
so
hearing...
So tall, dude.
I don't like hearing the name. I'm scared now.
Oh, that's all right.
Baron.
We've got Jesus. Bye-bye. I will
say, nothing
though,
to be afraid of.
What you said about that professor is so true, though. Like, because it was... Oh man, 8 months ago or so, I was getting super heavy into research and stuff, and I just like, I felt like depressed and angry for a while. And then there was one night where I just felt so angry, and I ended up praying, and this is, I'm not making this up. I was praying in the bathroom when I was giving the girls a bath, and all the toys in Ada's room on her shelf just went off, just shot across the room. And then I ran into Lily and I said, we need to pray right now.
Yeah.
Because, like, so it's real, people. And I'm telling you, you don't have to research it.
No.
Like, you don't
exist in the light. Yeah.
If you do research it, outweigh it with scripture, praying, and loving on Jesus, loving on others.
Yeah. There's no reason to doubt it, because obviously where there is light, there is going to be darkness. So whatever the opposite of a loving, forgiving, you know, eternal God is, it's the opposite. It's super scary.
Yeah. Just don't open that door.
Don't open that door.
Don't open that door.
Ethel, you keep that door shut.
Hold door. Hold door. You haven't watched Game of Thrones. Neither have we, though.
That's just a mentioning a reference.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I did not talk about the Knights Templar.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we gotta.
Oh, we're done. We're not going to be doing any more podcasting for the day.
Oh, man. No, wait!
What?
Yes, we are!
No way! You're not talking about Patreon, are you?
I am! Yes. Patreon.com/ninjas are butterflies.
Ninjas on butterfly. Go to patreon.com/ninjas butterflies to download and watch every half episode we have for the past year, baby. We got discount codes on merch. If you need big merch for your company, for a business, somebody that you know that needs a lot of shirts, listen, we work at a place called Sunday Cool, and you could order shirts from it, and you could have our own scent built into the fabric of that shirt, and we would be literally hugging you all the time. So you can go to SundayCoolSwag.com and order new ninja merch. We got a deep state sticker. So no matter what, Kamala, Trump, no matter who wins, we know the deep state's winning. And you can support him, okay?
Yep. Yes, did you say review? I kind of zoomed out.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Like, comment, and review the podcast.
And it
helps us a lot. Please.
Only nice things.
Only nice things. If you say a negative thing, you have to say one nice thing.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's the rule.
That's fair.
But you have to do them in separate comments. It helps the algorithm.
Yes. On Patreon, I will be talking briefly about the Malaysian airline.
Malaysian airline.
I got a couple of stuff.
And some dudes that got stuck in a pipe.
Did you hear about that the guy who almost died at the lobster roll eating contest?
And the governor.
Governor did something crazy, and you're gonna find out later on Patreon.com.
Okay, bye.
We love you.
Love you.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
Has it empty your mind?
You were martial arts.
Ninjas are dead.
Thumbnails.